A peace agreement and ministry are in jeopardy in Sri Lanka. A new outreach targets a wide audience with the hope of Christ in Turkey. And prayer warriors are needed for orphan children. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Sri Lankan President Mahinda Rajapaksa has vowed tough measures to prevent further attacks that undermine a ceasefire with the Tamil Tiger separatists. At least 115 people have been killed in the past month alone. Violence is also taking its toll on ministry, says Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan.
A lot of our workers had to be moved. They told, if you guys want to be safe, you better leave this place because it's not safe. We had significant church growth. Hundreds and hundreds of people have come to Christ in Eastern Province since our tsunami work began.
Yohannan wasn't expecting this.
This has become an unexpected setback for some of the major plans we were developing to deploy missionaries in the Eastern Province in the next few months. But our people are praying and fasting that somehow they can get people back into that area.
GFA has more than 250 churches and two Bible schools in Sri Lanka. We turn next to Tanzania, where efforts to bring the economic policies under control are stabilizing. But not everyone gets the benefits. There are many who remain isolated, not only from politics, but also from people. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says their missionary took up the challenge of reaching into inaccessible areas by boat around the Rukwa Valley.
It gives the opportunity now for him to take a number of students out with him, drop them off in the various villages along the lake, and then come back and pick them up or drop them off and spend a night maybe at the last village and bring them back to the school.
Vinton says in the test runs, the team took the opportunity to preach to villagers. The response? They were amazed that someone would target the lakeshore's people.
We believe it's going to be opening up a new opportunity, and these people are not really reached with the gospel at all. So that gives us a great opportunity of evangelistic outreach that we did not have up to the time when we got that boat.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Christian television made its debut in Turkey recently. International Director of Turk 7, David Middleton, announced the new ministry. They feature 2-hour-long programs twice weekly. The programs will be a combination of in-country Turkish and outside productions. The staff includes one InterServe USA partner. Church leaders are responding enthusiastically. One pastor says the outreach helps Turks proclaim Christ to their own people in their own language. Elsewhere, Young Life is looking to build short-term service teams this summer to Mississippi. The First Presbyterian Church of Ocean Springs, Mississippi, sustained significant damage from Hurricane Katrina. Many in their congregation also lost their homes and everything they owned. Service projects may also include the surrounding community. The vision of service will be to support this church as they work toward being a source of hope and healing in the Ocean Springs community. And with the number of orphaned children approaching 30 million in Africa alone, it's no wonder Bethany Christian Services is looking for people to pray. Bethany's Prayer Warrior program started last year, says Janie Van Dyke. Just 6 months after it started, she says something amazing happened.
We exploded with families, and we found families for very, very challenging children, like Daniel, a little baby born in Latin America, was born with no arms and no legs. Within 2 weeks, we had a family for him.
The goal isn't only to place children, but to see them come to Christ. I asked Van Dyke how many Bethany children need homes.
180, and they're from all countries, and they're all in orphanages, and some of them are in foster care, but most of them are in orphanages. Some are considered special needs because they're sibling groups. Some have medical issues. Some have developmental challenges. Children that are hard to place.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We still have a few 2006 Mission Network News calendars to help you keep track of your activities throughout the year. It features photos of the staff, places we've been, and how you can be involved. Get your free calendar by calling 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request one at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.